probably kind of peaking at the right time.
Oh, without a doubt. I think, you know, anytime you go on that Southern California road trip, you want to split, really, generally. But we put ourselves in such a great situation to win two, and that's where it gets kind of salty. I think you get a little upset because you really had that second game won. You know, you go down, you beat Pomona really solidly, and then you're rolling into a 7-point lead as that thing's winding down, and you just can't finish the game. So I think that's where you get a little upset. But honestly, I thought we're playing great basketball.
Coach, one of the guys that has kind of been a guy that you kind of expect you might see some at the beginning of the year. He had a physical situation, got delayed, got put behind. Anthony Newman Gomez has really been good the last six games.
Without a doubt. You know, we had an idea that he was pretty good because he does so many things well, like technically. He talks on D, he rotates, he executes, he knocks down shots. And, you know, he's a good finisher. He does a lot of things well. I didn't realize that it would come along so fast, but he's been playing great and been a big boost to what we're doing on the floor.
Four games left, two at home, two on the road. Tonight you face the second best team in the conference in Cal State Dominguez Hills, national runner up last year. They did graduate some guys, but they got some guys back that were on that team and they reloaded as Coach Becker tends to do. What are some of the things that they do that give you concern tonight?
Well, they're very athletic. They're really athletic at the guard. They can switch a lot of things. They have guys who, they have a lot of transfers who can really score the ball. They can get downhill and they're shooting the ball well off of their penetration. So I think, you know, you're going against a very high level group. We have to bring the defense. We have to be consistent, detailed. We have to cut off penetration and then make it one shot now.
And finally, Coach, it's homecoming tonight for a lot of your team because you are such a young group. This is a new experience for them. Place is going to be pretty much packed. There's going to be a different level of energy and noise in the building. In one way, that's got to be exciting. In another way, you don't want guys to get too amped up. How do you get them to kind of relax through that and use that to encourage them in a positive direction?
I think you got to be grateful that this many people will come out to a game and it will be crowded. It'll be a real big time college atmosphere, which still should enjoy. I think, you know, you might have to use a timeout early to calm them down. If we're just taking too quick of shots or we're breaking down and, you know, the atmosphere might rattle them a little bit, but we'll settle them down and we'll get them back on track and we'll keep that thing simple if we can.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
When I come back, I'll have the starting lineups and the tip. Right after this.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. Like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Back here at the Fitz, it's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Katana Sushi. For Dominguez, it'll be a three-guard lineup. In the backcourt, it'll be 6'4 graduate student David Cheatham, 6'2 sophomore Luke Lynn, and 6'3 senior Deshaun Stevens. Up front will be 6'5 sophomore Jaden Johnston, and 6'7 sophomore Josiah Sanders. And the coach for the Toros in his 12th year, Steve Becker. For Stanislaus State Warriors, a little bit of a different lineup tonight. In the backcourt, 6-foot senior Jason Seibel, along with 6'3 redshirt junior Taj Ordonio. Up front, it'll be 6'4 sophomore Lloyd French and 6'10 Johnson brothers, Malachi, the freshman from Sacramento, and Malik, the redshirt freshman from Sacramento. And it's time to What to Watch For, presented by Modesto Subaru. And the marquee matchup tonight, it is Malachi Johnson against Josiah Sanders. A couple of young, talented bigs in this conference. How will they handle each other? Sanders, we didn't talk about this in the pregame show, he has struggled against the Warriors. He has yet to get to double figures in his three games against Stanislaus in his career. He is a talented, talented guy. Can Malachi match him tonight? And finally, the numbers to know. Three-point field goal percentage, not makes, percentage. When the Warriors outshoot their opponents from the three-point line percentage-wise this year, they are 10-0. If they can do that tonight, you got to like their chances. Well, it's time to tip. Brought to you by City Direct Magazine. The Warriors in their home whites with black numbers outlined in red. The Toros in their road blacks with maroon numbers outlined in gold. And Sanders wins the tip, and it'll be Lynn to bring it in. Toros moving from our left to our right. Sanders gets it to Lynn. Back to Sanders. Left-handed jumper from the baseline rattles home. Josiah Sanders knocks down the 12-footer, and the Toros draw first blood. It's 2-0. Toros won the first matchup between these two teams, 80-71, in early January. Malachi Johnson step back three is going to be short, no good, and Sanders with the rebound, and here comes Stevens. Stevens cut off by French, down inside to Sanders, and he throws it away. Sanders got himself caught inside and could not get to the pass from Stevens. It'll be a turnover, first of the night for the Toros. They're a team that does not turn the basketball over very much. And see if the Warriors can take advantage here, trailing 2-0. Seibel gets down to the block to Malachi Johnson. Double team comes, spins. Somebody's got to be open. It's Taj. Penetrates, gets it to Malik, who takes it inside. He'll be fouled, and Malik will go to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Lynn. That'll be his first personal, first team foul. Malik Johnson has been playing really good basketball as of late. In his last six games, he's averaging nearly 8 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, shooting 56% from the field. Makes the first free throw. This is one area that Malik, I think, would like to show some improvement. Just a 45% free throw shooter. Left-hander. Shoots the second one, back iron, no good. Makes one out of two, and the Toros lead 2-1. Johnson up the side. Gets it to Sanders. Sanders guarded by Malik to Cheatham. Cheatham, who feels like he's been here forever, step back 12-footer in the lane, rim in and out, no good. Ball was tipped into the hands of Malachi Johnson. Now here comes Lloyd French to Seibel, who had 12 points against Dominguez the last time these two teams played, to Lloyd. Three ball. Got it! Lloyd French has been on fire. He averaged 18 points a game. And the Warriors' little backcourt pressure. Steven gets it across. Double team comes. Pass over to Sanders. To Lynn. Lynn puts it on the deck. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens three ball. No good. Chasing after it is Malik. Finds Seibel. Seibel looks to push. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back from Malik. Double team comes. Malik puts it on the deck. Takes it inside. Tough lefty off the glass is good. Malik Johnson active offensively. And the Warriors up 6-2. Long pass. Cheatham almost loses it. Ends up in the hands of Sanders. And now the Toros will come down and set. Johnston. Transfer from Chico State. Gets it out to Stevens. Now Luke Lynn starting in the place of Jaylen Brown. Wide open Johnston for three is no good. But there's Josiah Sanders for the rebound. His shot is blocked. And somehow Lynn, the smallest guy on the floor, gets the offensive board. Third opportunity for the Toros. Lynn, pump fake, step inside. Misses, no good. And Taj chases down the rebound. Gets it to Seibel. And after Sanders hit the 15-foot baseline jumper, it has been nothing for the Toros. Warriors look to get into a set. Taj takes the screen, gets it to Malachi. Malachi to Malik. Now Seibel looks to penetrate, cut off, and he's going to be fouled on a touch foul by Stevens. That'll be the second team foul on the Toros, first on Stevens. Seibel triggers it in, 20 on the shot clock. To Malachi. Now French on the right wing. Back to Malachi. Down on the block to Malik. Takes it against Sanders. Swinging around. Taj open three. No good. And Sanders hauls down the rebound. Impressive rebound. Here comes Stevens to lay it in. And you've got to get back in transition. Warriors did not do it that time, and Stevens got the layup. 6-4. Snapped a 6-0 Stanislaus run. Taj had a great look, just couldn't make it. Taj has struggled lately from the field. Last three games, he's shooting just 35%. And a tough pass stolen by Lynn, who lays it in. Well, the other thing we didn't get a chance to talk about, you cannot do against Dominguez. You cannot have live ball turnovers. They will absolutely kill you. Now Seibel finds Johnson inside, and Malik lays it in with the right hand. Nice adjustment that time. Got the right-handed shot to go. Malik, a natural left-handed shooter. He's got five, and a inside Sanders who lays it in. If you're going to pressure, you better pressure, you better get back. And Warriors did neither that time, and it was an easy put back or put in for Sanders. He has four, and we're tied at eight, 4.5 minutes in. French. Out to Malik, way out high. Back to Lloyd. Lloyd puts it on the deck, takes it inside. Double, triple team. Back to Malik. Three ball. Short, no good. Johnson with the rebound, gets it poked out of the way. Into the hands of Ordonia. Gets it to French, who lays it in. Great hustle that time by Ordonia to poke it away and get the bucket. And the Warriors back up two. It's 10-8. And you can hear a lot more crowd noise tonight than you normally hear at the Fitz. Warriors have had decent crowds, but this is way different. And Sanders, in a hurry, loses it out of bounds. And Lloyd French goes down, grabbing his ankle. That is not good. French is down. 16-minute media timeout. And we're going to have a break. Time it on the floor. 14:49 to go. Stanislaus 10, Dominguez 8. Be back with more Warrior basketball right after this.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru. Adventure starts here.
Well, the concern here at the Fitz is that Lloyd French is still down on the far side of the Dominguez basket. He just went down in a heap. And we tried to see if we could figure out what happened, if he stepped on somebody's foot. But he went down, and he is in a lot of pain. And Lloyd is a tough kid. So for him to be down that long, that is definitely an area of concern. He's got 5 points tonight. Malik Johnson's got 5 points tonight. Nobody else has scored. So Donye Lindsey will check in. He did not start the last two games for Stanislaus. But he will come in. Warriors are going to go small. Ordonio going to have to go into the front court. As it'll be Seibel, Lindsey in the back court, with Ordonio and the Johnson brothers up front. Same starting five out there for the Toros. Seibel pounds a dribble. Gets it to Ordonio. Penetrates. Ball is tipped. Ends up in the hands of Malik. Inside, or to Malachi, into Malik, whose shot is blocked, and there's going to be a foul, and there's going to be two shots for Malik Johnson. Malachi had gotten the rebound, was going to put it back, but the foul's going to be on Sanders, his first personal third team foul. Coach Becker felt that that was clean up high, but the far side official said they got Malik on the arm, and Malik will go back to the free throw line where he is 1-for-2. On the year, the redshirt freshman, averaging 4.6 points, 3.4 rebounds, makes the first free throw. Malik shooting 51% from the field. On Saturday, had 10.6 rebounds against San Bernardino. Makes them both. And Mark Jones the third to check in for Jason Seibel. Seibel, though he didn't score, had two assists in his 5.5 minutes on the court. So Mark Jones the third will be in the backcourt with Lindsey. 12-8 Stanislaus, 5.5 minutes into this game. Lynn, hounded by Jones, trying to move Mark's hands away. Penetrates, spins, kicks it out. Sanders, three ball, top of the key. Back iron, no good. Chased down by Malik Johnson. Gets it to Donye. Lindsey, who has struggled lately, not shooting the ball the way he did earlier. since he came back from injury. Gets it back out to Malik, to Malachi. And now they get it to Jones and reset with 15 on the shot clock. Screen comes. Mark, pull-up jumper. Got it. Mark Jones hits his first shot, and it's 14-8. Warriors shooting it here in the first 6 minutes. 5 of 8 from the field. Dominguez just 4 out of 10 and 0 of 3 from distance. Swinging around, Stevens almost walked. Now it's to Cheatham. Puts it on the deck. Tough floater in the lane is good. David Cheatham just can score when he wants to. Just a super talented player. And it's 14-10. Hand off to Malachi. Aggressive defense by Cheatham. Much shorter than Malachi. Hand off to Jones. 13 on the shot clock. Jones goes down inside to Malachi. Gets poked. Ball's loosed. And here comes the Toro. Stevens to Lynn. 3-ball right wing. No good. Rebound battled for, and it'll be off of Cheatham. It'll be Warrior basketball. Daniel Amaya and Anthony Newman Gomez check in. Ordonio and Malik Johnson check out. A nice start from Malik Johnson. 7 points, 2 rebounds, and a block in his first career start. So Warriors lead by 4. Amaya picks up his dribble. Gets it to Donye. Lindsay looks to penetrate against Solomon, who just checked in. Donye loses it. Gets it back to Malachi. 8 on the shot clock. Tough shot in the lane is good. Oh, that's a tough shot by Malachi Johnson. J.J. Mitchell has checked in, as has Demorian Lau. It is not Solomon. It is Lau who checks in. Lau, big fella. 6'7", about 270. Screen comes on Jones. Down on the block to Cheatham against the much taller Johnson. Shoots it over the top and shoots it long. And the rebound is Lindsay from the weak side. Here comes the Warriors. Tough pass, but poked away, but picked up by Amaya. Donye going to penetrate, take it all the way in. He's going to miss the layup. Not close. And here comes Cheatham. Warriors get back defensively. Stevens looks to penetrate. Takes it inside. Gets it to a cutting Mitchell, who lays it in. Warriors didn't find the trailer. And then it's going to be a turnover on Jones, who stepped over the end line on the inbounds pass. It'll be a turnover. It'll be Dominguez ball when we come back. 11:41 left here in half number one. It's the Warriors 16 and Dominguez 12.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
16-12, Stanislaus. Early in the ballgame, Warriors shooting it from the field. 6 of 10 from the field. Just 1 of 4 on threes. But they are 5 of 6 inside the three-point arc. Warriors 3 of 4 from the free throw line. All 3 free throws by Malik Johnson. Dominguez 6 of 14 from the field. They are 0 for 4 from behind the arc. They are yet to get to the free throw line. It'll be Dominguez basketball after the turnover by Jones. Cheatham gets it out to Lowe, to Stevens, guarded by Lindsay, back to Lowe. Stevens, guarded by Donye. And new guy coming into the ballgame, didn't see him check in. That is Tommy Adesiji, and he misses a long three. And the Warriors get the rebound and head the other direction. Bad pass by Lindsay, stolen. The other way comes Stevens, who misses the layup. But Adesiji gets in there, and he's going to be fouled by Jones. So the Warriors now 4 turnovers. Foul's going to be on Jones. That'll be his first personal. That's the first foul on Stanislaus. It's Lloyd French trying to run some sprints behind us, see how that ankle is.
Free throw
Edisiji, a 6'2 junior. Doesn't play a lot. Misses the first free throw. In fact, that is his first free throw attempt of the year. Jordan Smith to check in. Malachi Johnson to sit. Malachi, a couple of points and a rebound. Second free throw by Adesiji is good. He makes one out of two, and the Warrior lead is three at 16-13. Smith, Newman Gomez, Jones, Amaya, and Lindsay. Mark gets it back out to Donye. To Ant. Ant puts it on the deck. Finds Jones. 10 on the shot clock. Penetrate. Gets it to Ant. Warriors going to run out of time. 5 on the shot clock. Mark Jones, tough jumper, is going to be no good. Rebound volleyballed. Mitchell able to pull it down. Warriors did not get a good look that time out. Jones had to shoot that to avoid the 30-second violation. Stevens off the curl, misses the three-pointer. Rebound pulled down by the Toros. They get another opportunity. That is already 3 offensive rebounds by Dominguez. You cannot give a team this offensive extra chances. Cheatham, a tough floater, is no good. Ball's poked away. Ends up in the hands of Lowe. His shot is blocked by Lindsay. And finally, Daniel Amaya comes down with a rebound. Warriors fortunate there. 3 different chances for the Toros. A couple point blank, and they couldn't get a shot to fall. Warriors lead by 3 as we near the midpoint of the first half. Newman Gomez finds Lindsay. Warriors got a little, ball's getting stuck at the top. Newman Gomez thought about the step back 3, can't get it done. Amaya back out to Lindsay. Pump fake, 3 ball, off no good. Rebound pulled down by Amaya. He'll take it in and throw it down with the right hand. Daniel Amaya with the offensive board and the flush. And the lead is 5, 18-13. Stevens penetrates, finds Mitchell, 3 ball, no good. Newman Gomez pulls down the rebound, and he'll be fouled by Lowe. That'll be the 4th team foul on the Toros, first on Lowe. Johnson and Lynn to check back in, as will Sanders. Cheatham will get his first rest. Lowe checks out. So it'll be Adesiji, Johnston, Lynn, Sanders, and Mitchell. Stevens going to get his first rest as well. Warriors lead by 5, 18-13. 9.5 left here in half number 1. Lindsay out high. Throws one into the middle of nowhere, and the ball is tipped away and stolen. And another turnover by the Warriors. And Sanders going to lay it in. Nobody got in his way, and he just took it right to the 10. And it's 18-15. Warriors, too many turnovers and just careless turnovers. There was nothing. Even if Daniel catches that, there's nowhere for him to go. Lindsay. Screen from Amaya. Donnie still got it. Gets it to Jones. 10 on the shot clock. Lindsay looks to penetrate. Loses it and ends up in the hands of Mitchell. Here comes the Toros. Down 3. Lynn penetrates. Kicks it out. Johnston. He'll send it out to Adesiji, and the Toros will reset with 20 on the shot clock. 6 turnovers by Stanislaus here, 4 of them in the last 3 minutes. Adesiji from way downtown. No good, and Jordan Smith clears the board. Warriors got a little stagnant here the last couple of minutes on the offensive end. Amaya way out high. His 3 ball, back iron, no good. And it hit the wire above the shot clock, and it'll be Dominguez basketball. French in, Lindsay out. Donye had a tough start. 3 turnovers for Donye in 6 minutes. 3-point Stanislaus lead as we near the 8-minute point here in half number 1. Lynn out to Johnson. Sanders guarded by Amaya. Adesiji almost loses it. Gets it back. Picks up his dribble. Finally gets it over to Lynn. Left side about 30 feet from the bucket. French back in the game. Lynn almost loses it, finds Johnson. His 3 ball is going to be way off, no good. And Amaya high for the rebound. And if that's on Sanders, that's 2. It is on Josiah Sanders. That'll be his 2nd personal, 5th team foul. 7:43 remain here in half number 1. Warriors lead Dominguez 18-15. We'll be back with more Warrior basketball right after this.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat.
unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Back here at the Fitz, and both teams struggling lately from the field. Words have missed three of their last four shots. Dominguez has missed eight of their last nine, and they've had some really good looks. They are 0 for 9 from behind the arc. Words are just 1 of 6, but they are 7 of 14 overall. Dominguez has taken nine more shots than the Words, which is interesting because the last time these two teams played, Warriors got 10 more shots up and made three less. French back in the game, hounded by Cheatham, who's checked back in. Lloyd still dribbling, finally finds Smith down on the block to Amaya against Sanders, spins that way, loses the basketball, and they're going to call him for traveling. So Sanders with two fouls, playing good, tough defense, forces the turnover. Stevens back in, Mitchell checks out. So Dominguez basketball trailing by three. Warriors have just 2 points in the last 7 minutes. Lynn puts it on the deck, finds Stevens, who penetrates. Over to Cheatham, three ball, back iron, no good, but there's Lynn for the long rebound. Misses the easy bunny, and then Cheatham goes in, and he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Warriors having a terrible time getting an offensive, or getting a defensive board. Cheatham to the free throw line. Cheatham, who scored 51 points last weekend in the two games between Humboldt and Monterey Bay. In fact, he hit the game-winning jumper against Monterey to win by one, and he misses the first free throw. Correction, that is the third free throw attempt for Dominguez. Forgot, Adesiji got two. Jones and Amaya check out, as does Smith. Johnson brothers and Seibel back in. So it'll be Seibel and French in the backcourt. Newman Gomez and the Johnson brothers up front. So Warriors going to go a little bit bigger this time. Cheatham's second free throw is good. Makes one out of two. And it's a two-point Stanislaus lead, 18-16. Seibel still with the dribble and shoots about an 18-footer, no good. Volleyballed around, ends up in the hands of Lynn. Warriors have gone ice cold. Stevens to Sanders, down on the block against Malik. Puts it on the deck. Takes it inside, reverse layup, no good. And there's Malik Johnson with the rebound. Both teams just really cannot throw in the ocean. Dominguez getting a lot better looks, though, than Stanislaus. Lloyd, step back, 16-footers, no good. And right now, Stanislaus, a lot of one-on-one. Not getting a lot of action off the ball. Stevens penetrates, takes it in, loses it, ends up in the hands of Ant. Here comes the Warriors. Seibel to French. French penetrates, Euro step into the lane, off the glass and good. Lloyd French, he's got seven, and it's 20-16, and the Warriors finally get off of 18. Warriors have 4 points in the last 6 minutes. Lynn calls out a play. Wants Sanders to come get it way up high, guarded by Malik. Cheatham's three ball, air ball, no good, and Seibel gets the rebound. The other way to French. Can he beat Stevens down? He does, but he misses the gimme. Oh, French, he was so worried about Stevens behind him, he didn't make the shot. Johnston picks up his dribble, hounded by Newman Gomez, and he travels. Nice defense that time by Ant. recognized Johnson had nowhere to go. French cut off the passing lane. It'll be a turnover. That'll be the fourth of the evening for the Toros. Warriors lead by four, 20-16. Seibel, left wing, looking to try to get into Malachi. Nothing there. Switch now. Lynn on Malachi. Finds a cutting Gomez. Lays it in with the left hand. Nice find by Johnson. Nice finish by Ant. And it's 22-16. First bucket of the night for Gomez. And Malik Johnson with the steal. Against Lynn. Oh, he throws it down, but he's fouled. Couldn't get it to go. Malik Johnson, no fear, tried to throw the two-hand flush. Clanked off the back iron. You can see it here. Malik with the great steal takes it the other way and just couldn't get the dunk to go, but he'll go back to the free throw line. Johnson tonight, 7 points, 3 rebounds, a steal, and a block. And really been the best Warrior player on the floor tonight. First free throw is short. Mitchell and Adesiji in, Johnston and Lynn out. Lynn with two fouls, as does Sanders. That is the sixth team foul on Dominguez. One more for Johnson. He's 3 of 5 from the free throw line thus far. Second free throw rattles home. 23-16. 7 points, Stanislaus lead. Biggest of the night. Adesiji to Stevens. Stevens down on the block to cheat him against Malachi. Takes it inside. Tough floater in the lane is going to be back iron and drop. That's just a great shooter making a great shot. Both Johnson brothers, long arms there, and he just found a way to get it up over the top of him and off the rim softly and drop. 23-18. Cheatham now with 5. Lloyd off the curl. Finds Seibel. 3 ball. Got it! Jason Seibel. It's been a tough year, but he hits a big triple, and the Warriors are up by 8 as we near the 4-minute mark. Warriors now just 2 of 7. Dominguez 0 for 11. Johnson. Cheatham penetrates to Sanders. Guarded by Malik. Puts it on the deck. Try to take it inside. And he's going to be blocked by Malachi, but Malik going to get him with the body. And when we come back, Josiah Sanders will be at the free throw line shooting 2. First foul on Malik Johnson. Third team foul on the Warriors. 3:53 to go here in half number one. It's Stanislaus 26 and Dominguez 18.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Now, the story of the ballgame here in the first half is the fact that Dominguez Hills has struggled tremendously from the field. They are just 8 of 28 from the field, but they are 0 for 11 from the three-point line. This is a team that typically shoots 35% from three, but tonight it has been a struggle. They have just made 2 of their last 14. So it'll be Josiah Sanders to the free throw line. Tonight, Sanders 6 points, 3 rebounds. He is 3 of 6 from the field. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. Sanders, as we talked about in the opening, averaged 15 points a game, and he misses the first free throw. Sanders, a 74% free throw shooter. He is 10th in the conference in scoring. He is 3rd in field goal percentage. And he gets the second one to rattle around and drop. One out of two, and it's 26-19. Stanislaus, 3:50 remain. Seibel gets it across the timeline after a little bit of pressure from Adesiji to French. Screen comes from Malik Johnson. Pops out. Gets it to Seibel. Seibel back to Malik. Thought about putting on the deck, and then he gets it poked away by Josiah Sanders. A little too much dribbling that time by the big guy. And here comes Mitchell the other way. Can't get the shot to go. Johnson changed it. And now it'll be a jump ball between Sanders and Johnson. It'll be Stanislaus basketball. Low to check in. Sanders will probably check out for the last 3:24. I don't think Coach Becker wants him to pick up that third personal. Seven-point Stanislaus lead with 3:24 remaining here in the first half. Words have played excellent defense, and Dominguez has really struggled to hit even open looks. Hand off to Gomez, down on the block to Malik, and he throws it to Mitchell, to Stevens, who lays it in. So they're what they're doing now is they're attacking Malik Johnson when he catches it out high, forcing him to make a decision. And that's a couple turnovers in a row. Cross court to Seibel. Finds Johnson to Malik. To French. Screen comes. Lloyd looks to penetrate. Finds Gomez in the corner. Close out by Stevens. Nine on the shot clock. Seibel gets the screen. Finds Malachi. His three ball. Back iron no good. And the rebound pulled down by Mitchell. Warriors have struggled now with a little extra pressure from the Toros. 26-21. 5-point Stanislaus lead. Low, free throw line extended, kicks it back out to Stevens. Gets it to Cheatham. Cheatham guarded by Malachi. Shake and bake. 12-footer is going to be no good, and then the Warriors knock it off of one another out of bounds. It'll stay Dominguez basketball. Amaya in, Malik Johnson out. 8 points, 4 rebounds for Malik here in the first half. Cheatham to trigger it in for the Toros under his own basket. Gets it to Lowe. Back to Stevens, guarded by Ant. Trying to get Mitchell off the curl. Not there. Now they'll go down to Lowe on the block. Gets it back to Stevens. Switch. Now they switch it back. Adesiji from 30. Buries it. Adesiji, who's a 32% three-point shooter, hits the first triple of the night for the Toros, and it's from 30 feet out. And it's a 2-point game just like that. Amaya picks up his dribble. Finally gets down the block to Malachi. Double, triple team comes. Somebody's got to be open. Malachi shoots a wild shot off the side of the backboard. And now Stevens has an opportunity to tie it with a two. Dominguez to take a lead with the three. Adesiji back to Stevens. Guarded by Amaya. Screen comes. Switch by Seibel, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. It is going to be off of Seibel. It'll stay Dominguez basketball. 1:18 to left. And what looked like would be an offensive fireworks to start, it has turned into a defensive slugfest. Both teams really struggling to shoot the ball. Stevens, baseline jumper, or baseline, excuse me, free throw line jumper is no good. And Malachi pulls down the board. Finds Seibel. Down to Amaya, cross court to Ant, pump fake, step in 15-footer, good. Nice patient decision that time by Newman Gomez. Took the easier jumper, and the Warrior lead is 4 as we go inside a minute. Low way out high to Mitchell. Back to Low. Cheatham takes it inside, tough layup, no good, and Amaya there for the rebound. About a 5-second difference shot clock and game clock. See what the Warriors do, and Coach Trev's going to call a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it'll be Warrior basketball. They lead Dominguez 28-24, 29.8 to go.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
So about a 6-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. You got to figure Stanislaus wants to take this down as far as they can and limit the opportunity for Dominguez to get the final shot. It'll be Warrior basketball under their own basket. Coach Trev giving Anthony Newman Gomez some final instructions. Seibel to trigger it in. Gets it out to Amaya. Amaya hands it off to Seibel, and Seibel's going to kind of stand out here. He's going to let that thing dribble all the way down and probably go with about 8 on the shot clock. 13 now. All right, screen comes from Malachi. Nothing there. And they walk away from Seibel, and Seibel shoots a wide open three. Can't get it to go, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Dominguez, and the Warriors are going to get the final shot with 11 seconds to go. Warriors don't need to be in a hurry. Got plenty of time. 11 seconds to go in the game clock. Shot clock is off. Seibel looks to trigger it in. Gets it way out to Amaya. Plenty of time. Hands it off to French. French will go with 4. Screen comes. Lloyd. 3-pointer is going to be short off the rim. No good. Not a great final possession for Stanislaus offensively. And the Warriors will go into halftime with a 28-24 lead. It'll be time for the coach's comments, brought to you by Crivelli Insurance. Coach Trev's doing a little coaching here before communicating what he wants in those final seconds, and then he'll come and chat with us here in just a second. Give coach a chance to catch his breath, and then we'll get to him here. A tough physical defensive first half, and coach with us now. And coach, good first half for your team, but I think you're a little frustrated with that final possession. It looked like you had a couple different opportunities and did not get the shot you wanted.
Yeah, well, we told timeout. We were supposed to run something, and then Seibel shot a 35-footer, missed it. Lucky enough, we got the ball back again. Mm-hmm. Now Seibel won't go get the ball, and then Lloyd goes downhill. I just want them to execute what I want them to do, and then we'll be just fine, you know?
You got to be happy, though, Trev, with the way that you guys have done defensively in this first half. You're holding them just 24 points, 29% from the field, and they're 1 of 12 on threes.
Well, that was our point of emphasis, to get out there and challenge, make the wrong guys shoot them. We're doing a good job on that. They're getting us in transition, though. They're really going down the court fast. Our transition defense has to be better, and that's related to our shot selection.
And look at it. You're shooting a decent percentage, but the 9 turnovers have led quickly into a couple of easy buckets. We talked about live ball turnovers is death against this team.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It just makes them all much better players.
Coach, what do you want to see from your club in half number 2 that you need to do better in this half than you did in the first half?
The ball, though, right?
Besides that.
Yeah, handle pressure, because they're sitting on the lanes and they're not letting us reverse the ball. So we got to catch it under control, rip, and go downhill out of the slots.
And then
hit the opposite corner.
And punish them for overplaying. Go backdoor.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, thanks so much. Good luck in the second half.
Appreciate that.
That's the coach's comments, brought to you by Crivelli Insurance. It's halftime here at the Fitz. When we come back, it'll be time for the Recovery Lab halftime report. We'll give you stats, scores from the CCAA. We'll get our annual chat with the owner of Recovery Lab, Susie Delgado. All that and more right after these messages.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Back here at the Fitz, Warriors lead 28-24, and it's time for our first half stats brought to you by Modesto Subaru. For the Warriors, Stanislaus 11 of 24 from the field. That is 45.8%. They are just 2 of 9 from behind the arc. They are 4 of 6 from the free throw line. All 6 free throw attempts by Malik Johnson. Leading scorer for the Warriors is Malik Johnson. He's got 8 points on 2 of 3 shooting. 7 points for Lloyd French on 3 of 5 shooting. 4 points for Anthony Newman Gomez off the bench. 3 for Jason Seibel. And 2 points apiece for Malachi Johnson, Daniel Amaya, and Mark Jones III. For Dominguez Hills, it has been a tough first half shooting the basketball. They are just 10 of 34 from the field, and they are 1 of 12 on threes. And the only three they hit was a Tommy Adesiji 30-footer. Leading scorer for the Toros, 7 points for Josiah Sanders, 5 for David Cheatham, but he is just 2 of 8 from the field. 4 points for Deshaun Stevens. He is 2 of 7 from the field. 4 points for Adesiji off the bench. And 2 points apiece for Lynn and Mitchell. Dominguez and the Warriors tied at 19 boards apiece. 4 rebounds for Malik Johnson and Daniel Amaya. 4 rebounds for David Cheatham. 6 assists on 10 made baskets for the Toros. 6 assists on 11 made baskets for Stanislaus. Warriors have turned over 9 times. Dominguez has turned it over 5 times. But here's where it gets interesting. Points off turnovers are dead even. So the Warriors have turned it over 9 times, but Dominguez has only been able to turn that into 8 points. 5 turnovers by Dominguez, and the Warriors have turned that into 8 points. Warriors are plus 4 in points in the paint. Dominguez plus 1 in second chance points, and Dominguez has out-rebounded the Warriors on the offensive end 8-3. Fast break points, Dominguez plus 6, and bench points plus 2. It has been a defensive battle here in the first half between Stanislaus and Dominguez Hills. 28-24 Warriors. We're going to take a short break. We'll have more of the Recovery Lab halftime report right after these messages.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Welcome back to the Fitz and the Recovery Lab Halftime Report here with the owner and founder of the Recovery Lab, Susie Delgado. So excited to have Susie back again for her annual visit with us. Susie, thank you much so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Wayman tried to steal you from me, I think.
We were having a great time.
So, Susie, you guys have been able to have a great connection with Stanislaus State. A lot of student athletes use your services. Talk to us a little bit about, start with the Stan State athletes, what they've been able to use with your system, not in place of, but on top of what they get here with the athletic trainers at Stanislaus.
Right. Right. So we've worked alongside the sports medicine team here at Stan, which all are great. And in collaboration, what we want is to just be a supplement to what they get here and expose them to some recovery that is not as accessible. And so, you know, anything from red light therapy to infrared sauna, cryotherapy, and then some manual stuff. So it's really turned out to be beneficial, I think, on both sides. We love having the athletes in the lab. They bring such great energy. And then we, at the same time, get to offer them our services that are really, not as accessible in the Central Valley.
No, and I think the other thing you have to realize is we have one training room here. And, you know, we've got a lot of, hundreds of athletes. And so it makes it tricky. So it's great that you guys have developed that relationship. Part of the reason that you can offer that to the university and not lose the ability of the local folks like myself to use the lab is you've opened a second location since we saw you last. Tell us a little bit about that.
We did. We opened a location twice the size of Turlock, so you still haven't gone.
I need to get up there.
You got to.
I don't
up
go that direction. Yeah, I try to stay away from 99 going north. It's a little wild most of the time.
It's not far. It's in Ceres, but it's been a great city to really connect with. But we've been able to, because of the space, really host some team recovery sessions, which is. Has been really exciting because we've been able to host, you know, teams of 20, 25 students all having a great time and recovering their bodies at the same time, which has been difficult to be able to accomplish in Turlock because of space. So we opened last summer and we're doing great over there.
Well, and I think when you look at it too, you know, we talk about student athletes and weekend athletes like myself, well, that's loosely. You can use
you
some quotation marks.
You...
But we don't realize that it's not just the preparation of doing it and stretching, all that kind of stuff. It's after you're done playing, whether you're playing basketball, pickleball, you're running, you're just walking, you're training for something. The recovery, both physically and I even think to a point mentally, is really huge that we don't take into consideration as often.
Yeah, I would argue, and I tell athletes this all the time, instead of thinking of recovery as a post-activity event, really, if you look at it as a preparation, you really get the opportunity to show up to the event more optimized, more rested, and able to give 100% as opposed to sometimes being in burnout mode, which is, I'm sure a lot of student-athletes can relate. I mean, depending on the class load you have that semester, even personal things going on. I mean, I don't think we really highlight the adversity the student athletes have to go through. And so if we can fill their cup a little bit and make, you know, that process of being a student athlete a little easier, then great. And so, yes, I love to talk about how recovery can be used as a pre event modality as opposed to just post.
And it isn't just when you get hurt.
You do it
before you get hurt. So you
absolutely
try not to get hurt.
Right.
So I'm going to have you put your little animal's hat on now for me.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts of the first half so far. It's a little different game than I thought it was going to be. A little more defensive than maybe we anticipated.
It is. I'm actually excited to see what the second half is going to hold. I was watching the girls' game, the women's game, and that was exciting first half, and then it...
The fourth quarter was not great.
It took a little turn.
Fourth quarter, if you're a Stanislaus fan, was not a lot of fun.
It took a little turn, and then... Trev. I'm it is defensive because we've got a little bit of a...
You got a four-point lead, but it's been... You know, they're 1 of 12 from 3, so you got to figure... That may not happen again in half number 2. It'd be great if you're a Warrior fan if it did, but you got to figure this is a very good Dominguez team. and you can see the athleticism. But I think you got to be happy with the way Stanislaus has played and competed against a very, very good team.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you this, but this is the team that lost in the national championship game last year.
I think you told me that off the record. Yes. You told me that.
And so this is a very, very talented team. So the Warriors are going to have to play even better in the second half than they played in the first half. They're going to pull off the upset.
They can absolutely do
it. Susie, thank you so much for joining us again. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you do for our community, for me with Recovery Lab. And if you've never been to Recovery Lab Turlock series, come check it out. It is a great place to feel better and just a great community to be a part of. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Brian. Thank
you. All right, that'll do it for the Recovery Lab halftime. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it'll be the second half right after this.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Ready to start the second half. It'll be Dominguez basketball. Warriors have taken the court with the same starting lineup they had to begin the ball game. It'll be Seibel and Ordonio in the backcourt, French and the Johnson brothers up front. For the Toros, it'll be, again, Cheatham, Johnston, Lynn, Stevens, and Sanders. No foul trouble for Stanislaus to speak of. Mark Jones has two, but they only committed three fouls in the first half. Dominguez with six fouls, but two fouls apiece for Josiah Sanders and Luke Lynn. And so it'll be Dominguez basketball. We will give you scores from around the CCAA and the InsureCal CCAA out-of-town scoreboard during our next break. But it'll be Dominguez basketball. Cheatham triggered in across the way. And so a very critical first 5 minutes here for Stanislaus. A little bit of a zone action, a little 1-3-1 action with Malachi Johnson and Malik Johnson out top. Tough to throw it over the top. Johnston steps in, finds Stevens. His three ball short, no good. And there's Malik Johnson for the rebound, loses it. Seibel's got it. He can't get it. Lynn, and able to save it into the hands of Cheatham, who takes it in and gets it to go. Well, the Warriors got what they wanted but couldn't secure the basketball. And another second chance opportunity for Dominguez. And it's now just a two-point Stanislaus lead, 28-26. See if the Warriors can take advantage of the overplay by the Toros. Seibel, three ball, short, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Malachi Johnson. Back to Seibel. This time he doesn't pull the trigger, finds Ordonio. Taj puts it on the deck, finds an open Malik Johnson who's going to be fouled. And either Lynn or Sanders is going to pick up their third foul. It is going to be on Sanders, and that is a big call as Sanders picks up his third foul. And Malik Johnson back to the free throw line. He is the only Warrior to go to the charity stripe tonight. He is 4 out of 6. First free throw is long. Malik now 4 of 7 from the line. Second free throw rattles around and off. He misses them both. And it stays a two-point Stanislaus lead. Warriors in this 1-3-1 trap. Swinging around. Stevens in the corner. Thought about it. Pulls it back out. Long pass is going to be stolen by Ordonio. Gets it to Malachi, who lays it in with a right hand. Nice body control that time by Malachi Johnson to split the defenders and lay it in. And it's 30-26. Warriors get a live ball turnover and take advantage themselves. Luke Lynn penetrates, loses his dribble, kicks it out to Stevens, hounded by Malachi Johnson. Ends it up in the hands of Lynn, hounded by Malik. Stevens penetrates, gets it back to Lynn, almost loses it, takes it in amongst the trees and gets it to go. Luke Lynn, that is his second basket of the night, 30-28. Lynn, who had a huge weekend last weekend against Humboldt and Monterey. Cross court to Malachi, gets it to Taj up high. Taj, step back three, got it. Taj rattled it home, his first bucket of the night, and the lead is back to five at 33-28. Where he's going to change defenses here a little bit. Going to go more of a traditional man-to-man. Sanders steps in against Malik. Pushes him away and then has it swatted away. They're going to call Malik Johnson for the foul. No, they're going to get... Excuse me, it's going to be on Lloyd French down below. Malik had the block up high, but French, trying to get his hand in the cookie jar, got caught. And Josiah Sanders will go to the free throw line, where tonight he is 1 out of 2. Sanders, 7 points, 3 rebounds in the first half. First free throw hits the front iron and rolls in. 33-29. Second free throw by Sanders. Rattles around, hits the backboard, and drops. So Sanders makes them both, and it's a three-point Stanislaus lead. 17-30 remains. Out high to Malik. Hand off to Ordonio. His three ball. Got it! Back-to-back triples for Ordonio. And it's 36-30. Good play call that time by the Warriors. They got the open look, and Taj going to get called for the bump. That's the second team foul on Stanislaus. Again, the Warriors only committed 3 fouls in the first half. So nobody in any kind of foul trouble at this stage. Cheatham off the curl. Hounded by Johnson. And then swatted by the other Johnson out of bounds. Got Malachi to kind of spin around, but there was Malik, his brother, to clean up the mess, and he swatted it out of bounds. Second block of the night for Malik. 15 on the shot clock. Lynn to trigger it in. Gets it to Josiah Sanders. Now Sanders, way out high, guarded by Malachi Johnson, takes it inside. Tough shot on the lane, is going to be no good. But there's Cheatham. He gets his shot swatted by Malik. Becker can't believe there wasn't a foul. Ordonio, can he make a three in a row? Yes, he does! Back to back to back triples by Ordonio. And the Warrior lead is 9 at 39-30. Timeout, Coach Becker. And this homecoming crowd making some noise. 16:39 to go. 39-30 Stanislaus. It'll be a full timeout. We'll be back with more Warrior basketball right after this.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in, trade up, or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Play It Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Welcome back to the Fitz, where Stanislaus leads 39-30, and Taj Ordonio with three consecutive trips down the floor. One from the top of the key off the curl, and then one from the corner. And just like that, Stanislaus with a 9-point lead. Give you some scores around the CCAA and the CCAA out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by InsureCal. Nearing the end of the first half in San Bernardino, Cal Poly Humboldt with was tied with San Bernardino 37-all. If you're a Stanislaus fan, you are a Humboldt fan tonight in that game. Midway through the second half in Pomona, it is Pomona 43, Chico 42. Again, if you're a Stanislaus fan tonight, I know it's hard to say, but you are a Chico fan. Halftime in Monterey, and Cal State Monterey with a 35-30 lead over East Bay. East Bay 24-0 this year. Midway through the second half in San Marcos. San Marcos 53-42 over San Francisco. Gators have been a long year, and Merced leads L.A. 51-42 with 14 minutes to go. Here it is. Warriors up by 9, 39-30. Dominguez basketball. Lynn penetrates. His shot's going to be blocked. There's going to be a foul Like it's going to be on Seibel. It is. And to the free throw line goes Luke Lynn. So the Warriors definitely more aggressive defensively, but now they have picked up three team fouls here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. Luke Lynn, 4 points on 2 of 5 shooting, does have 4 rebounds and 3 assists. And another free throw that hits the rim 3 times and drops. Lynn, who is averaging just 5.6 points a game, but last weekend he shot 78% from the field, was a perfect 6 of 6 from behind the arc, and averaged 18 points in the Toros' 2 victories over Humboldt and Monterey. Makes both free throws, and it's 39-32. Lynn, an 84% free throw shooter, not a guy you want to foul. Out high is Malik, inside to Taj. His tough shot off the glass is no good. Malik Johnson there for the rebound, and we'll see who the foul's on. If they're going to get it on Sanders, that's going to be his 4th. It's on Sanders. I think Warriors got a break there. I think Sanders had that, and Malik came inside of him. And the official on the far side, all he saw was Sanders over the top of Malik Johnson. And Sanders going to have to go to the bench with 4 fouls with 16:08 to play. Warriors definitely got a break on that one. Out high to Malik. Gets it to Seibel. Trying to find Ardonio, who's been red hot. Gets it to Malik. Puts it on the deck. Cut off by Lowe. To Malachi. 3 on the shot clock. Tough 18-footer is good. Malachi Johnson, the tough turnaround from 18 with a hand in his face. And the lead is back to 9 at 41-32. Can the Warriors extend the lead with Sanders on the floor? Pass inside to Stevens. Almost loses it. Gets it back. Ends up in the hands of Johnson in the corner. Dribbles it out. Swing it around. Now Lowe has it. Johnson off the curl. Cut off. Cheatham takes it inside. Finds Lowe, who lays it in. Little bit of a late help defense that time by French, as Malik had to come up to handle the penetration by Cheatham. And it's 41-34. Taj off the curl. He's got 9 all in the second half in a matter of about 45 seconds. Seibel gets it to a cutting Malik, takes it inside, floater in the lane, is going to rattle home and go. Hit the rim by 3 times and dropped. Malik Johnson has 10, and it's again 43-34, where he's able to answer basket for basket here with Dominguez. Screen from Lowe. He rolls. No pass to there. Now they go to Cheatham, who's going to try to penetrate, take it inside. He'll be fouled, and Cheatham will go to the free throw line. Warriors having a tough time keeping Cheatham out of the lane. Foul's going to be on Malik Johnson. That'll be his 2nd personal. Be our under 16 media timeout. 14:37 remain in the ballgame. Stanislaus 43, Dominguez 34. Back with more Warrior basketball right after this.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Back here at the Fitz, it'll be 2 free throws for David Cheatham. Warriors lead 43-34. Daniel Majdicic in for Malik Johnson. Tonight, Cheatham, 7 points, 5 rebounds, but he's just 3 of 11 from the field. After a weekend in which he shot 59% from the field. As he makes the first free throw, Cheatham a 72% free throw shooter. Last year, a CCAA honorable mention, averaged 17 points a game. He has not taken as many shots this year with the emergence of Jaylen Brown, the transfer from Regis, but Brown out with a foot injury, and so Cheatham going to take on a lot more scoring responsibility. Misses the second free throw, and the ball is loose, and it ends up in the hands of Taj Ordonio. 43-35 Stanislaus, 14 and a half minutes remain. A little bit of a trapping defense. Find Taj, back to Lloyd, penetrates, picks up his dribble, and he throws it away. Should have gone to Taj in the corner. Instead, he tried to go inside, and the layup by Lynn the other way. Cannot have live ball turnovers as Dominguez has picked up the pressure. And the Warriors turn it over. Almost turned over again, but Taj able to spear the high pass from French. Now French almost loses it. And the Warriors right now a little helter-skelter. And now Sy will try to calm it down, but only 12 on the shot clock. Warriors haven't even gotten into the offense yet. Seibel for 30. Buries the triple. Timeout, Coach Trev. Seibel, step back 30-footer. And Coach Trev going to take a timeout. 30-second timeout. We're going to take a short break. 13:48 to go. Warriors up by 9. We'll be back with more right after this.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit pricefordofturlock.com.
All right, back here at the Fitz, Coach Trev able to deliver his message. Warriors with a 9-point lead. It'll be Dominguez basketball. So far, the first 6 minutes and 12 seconds. Stanislaus plus 5, 18-13. They have outscored Dominguez. This is kind of how the first half started, and then both teams struggled offensively. Lynn looking to penetrate. Pull up 15-footer is good. Luke Lynn can score. He's got a quick 8 here in the second half, and it's 46-39. Where's the other way? Malachi takes it inside. No call. Lot of contact that time. Lowe able to pull down the rebound. Here comes Lynn. He'll look to penetrate. Pull up. Jumper's good. Luke Lynn's got it going. And it's a 5-point Stanislaus lead, just like that. Lynn playing with a ton of confidence. The sophomore from Taipei, Taiwan, who played hardly at all last year. Down on the block to Malachi. Finds Daniel. Gets it over to Lloyd. Back to Daniel. Free throw line extended. Handoff to Taj. Taj penetrates. Loses it, gets it back, 5 on the shot clock. Malachi's 3, back iron no good, and the rebound's going to be off of the Dominguez Toros. It'll be Stanislaus basketball. Great hustle by Lloyd French to keep that alive. Newman Gomez in, Malachi Johnson out. Mark Jones is going to check in. Mark Jones in, Taj Ordonio. Taj, a nice 7-plus-minute stretch with 9 points on 3 of 3 from behind the arc. Warriors are triggered in down by, or excuse me, up by 5. Seibel out high. Screen comes from Amaya. Double team comes. Somebody's got to be open. Find Gomez swinging around. 9 on the shot clock. Jones finds Amaya inside. His left-handed layup's no good. Ball is volleyballed out into the hands of Seibel. Back to Daniel. He'll take it inside again, and this time he gets the left-handed layup to go. Nice way to stick with it is Daniel Amaya. He has 6 off the bench, and the lead is back to 7, 48-41. Luke Lynn just taking this game over. They can't stop the penetration. Seibel, and now Lynn's just going to pull up from 3 and knock it down, and the foul. Luke Lynn has 13 in the second half. He has hit 5 shots in a row. And the lead is 4, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the 4-point play. That's the second foul on Seibel. That is the 5th team foul on Stanislaus. And in the absence of Jaylen Brown, Luke Lynn putting on a show. He makes the free throw. And it's a 3-point game. And it's all Luke Lynn. Gomez thought about the three, thought better of it. Kick it back out, and now the Warriors will reset. Inside 12 minutes, 48-45, Stanislaus. Amaya, as John Solomon has just checked in. Cross court, Lloyd, wide open three. Rattles in and around, no good. Rebound volleyball, ends up in the hands of Mitchell. Boy, Lloyd had a good look. It just went halfway down and spun back out. And now Luke Lynn going to get the basketball. Now Mark Jones going to guard him, see if somebody can slow him down. Jones. Screen comes from Solomon. Lynn spins back to Solomon. His three ball, no good. And it's volleyballed in by J.J. Mitchell. And just like that, it's a one-point Stanislaus lead. Inside to Amaya. Reverse layup is good. Nice find by Mark Jones. Nice finish by Amaya using the rim to protect against the shot blocker. 50-47. Snapped a 6-0 run by Dominguez. Solomon, 6'8 junior. He's not played a lot this year. Mitchell, his three ball, no good. Rebound volleyball into the hands of Lynn. Another opportunity for Dominguez, and the Warriors just had a terrible time keeping Dominguez off the offensive boards. Lynn thought about it. Hedge comes from Amaya, cross court to Adegisi, who checked in. Loose ball picked up by Mitchell into Solomon, who lays it in. And he's fouled. So just like that, the Toros a free throw away from tying the game. Timeout on the floor, 10:23 to go. Foul is on Amaya. That is his first, the sixth team foul. 10:23 left. Warriors lead 50-49. We'll be back with more right after this.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru, love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru, adventure starts here.
Well, Dominguez on an 8-2 run, and they Warriors, who at one time led, in fact, if you look, go far enough back, Warriors led 48-39, so they're on an 11-2 run, and they have cut that 9-point lead down to one. And John Solomon to the free throw line to try to tie it up. This game has not been tied in a very, very, very long time. I think the last tie was like 8-8. Warriors who came out shooting by, and Solomon misses both, and there Malik Johnson after it was volleyballed by Dominguez, able to pull down the rebound. Jones, and the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. It'll stay Stanislaus basketball, but the energy from the Dominguez defense has ratcheted up significantly here in the last 5 minutes. Warriors lead by one. Johnson brothers, Lindsay, Jones, and French. Solomon, Stevens, Mitchell, Cheatham, and Adesiji on the court for the Toros. Lindsay, who has been very quiet tonight. Cut off. Tough fadeaway is going to be blocked. Poked away after Solomon got it, and that's going to be a shot clock violation, and the Warriors are going to say that Dominguez had the ball and had possession, but the officials say no. So the Warriors frustrated there. They thought they got another opportunity after the steal, but they said the ball was never controlled, and therefore the shot clock violation. Cheatham to Mitchell. Just a different energy right now as the ball is poked away, and they're going to call French for the foul, And that'll be 7 team foul, and it'll be 1-1 free throws for Dominguez. Boy, Lloyd thought he got all ball. The official said he got him on the arm. And to the free throw line goes, I think it's going to be J.J. Mitchell. Mitchell tonight, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. Dominguez is 9 of 14 from the line. The Warriors, well, in particular Malik Johnson, is 4 of 8. Nor the Warriors shot a free throw tonight. First free throw is no good. They said he was shooting? Wow. Okay. So a two-shot foul. I thought it was 1-on-1. And that's big because he missed the first one. Makes the second one, and for the first time since it was 8-8, we are tied at 50. And this is what Dominguez does. They are so talented, they just go on a big-time run. And you got to find a way to withstand. Defensive pressure ratcheted up significantly by Dominguez. Warriors have a tough time getting into anything. French has it to Johnson. Swing it around to Jones. Penetrates. Cross-court to Lindsey. Back to French. Takes it in the lane. A lot of contact, and Lloyd's going to get fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. See who they call the foul on. It's going to be on John Solomon. That is his first. Just a third team foul on Dominguez. And Lloyd French to the free throw line. Lloyd tonight, 7 points, 2 assists, a steal. Turned his ankle earlier in the game as he makes the first free throw, and the Warriors back up in front, 51-50. French this year, averaging over 10 points, more than 4.5 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 64% free throw shooter. Back iron no good, and the rebound pulled down by Malik Johnson, takes it inside, can't get the shot to go. There's Malachi who gets the putback. Johnson brothers battling on the offensive glass, and the Warrior lead is back to 3 at 53-50. Now the Warriors with some full court pressure. Lindsey, and they get Cheatham to throw it away. Lindsey got in the way. Cheatham threw it wide. Low to check in. Solomon comes out. Be Warrior basketball up by 3. 8:55 remain. We'll see how long it is before Josiah Sanders checks back in with his 4 fouls. French out. Ordonio in. Johnson gets the pass in from Jones. Malachi picks up his dribble. Gets it to Lindsey. Lindsey gets it to Malachi, to Taj. Back to Lindsey, and now Coach Santa Maria calls the play. Screen comes from Malik. Jones doesn't take it. Mark takes it all the way in, finds Ordonio cutting, who gets it off the glass with the left hand. Ordonio switching hands in midair, gets the shot to go off the glass. 55-50. Warriors maintain the full court pressure. Gets it across to Stevens. And now the Warriors back away. Dominguez looks to put the basketball into an offensive play. Mitchell out high. No Lynn, no Sanders right now for the Toros. Back to Mitchell. Long three. Good. J.J. Mitchell, a 14% three-point shooter. Knocks down a huge triple. 55-53. Warriors get it across against the pressure. Now Jones looks to put it in motion. Finds Malik. Gets it to Taj. Wide open three. Back iron no good. Malachi there. Volleyballs it. And it's going to be off of Adesiji. Out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball. Great hustle that time by Malachi Johnson to give the Warriors another possession. Luke Lynn to check in when we come back. 7:39 to go. Warriors 55. Dominguez 53. We'll be back with more Warrior basketball right after this.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more,
Visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Warriors lead by 2, 55-53. A couple updates on the CCAA out-of-town scoreboard. Early in the second half, it is Humboldt 44-41 over San Bernardino. 3 minutes, 11 seconds remain in the ballgame. Pomona with a 60-58 lead over Chico State. Monterey with a three-point lead over undefeated East Bay midway through the second half. San Marcos is going to defeat San Francisco. They lead by 15 with a minute left. And UC Merced up 16 on Cal State LA. 6 minutes to go in that game. Here the Warriors lead by 2, 7:48 remain. Dominguez shooting much better in the second half, 58.8%, but it's still just 2 of 6 on threes. The Warriors 11 of 20 from the field, but they are 4 of 8 on threes as Jones tries to thread the needle. Can't get it to go. It's stolen, but there's Lindsey with the steal, and he'll be fouled as he takes it to the basket. Well, the Warriors gave that one away, and then Dominguez just gave it right back to him. Lindsey's like, look what I found. Literally threw it right to Donye Lindsey. Donye, yet to score in the game. He is 0 for 3. And we talked about the struggles Donye has had since he came back from injury. It has been a struggle. First free throw is good. Donye in his last three games, averaging less than 7 points a game, shooting just 32% from the field. He's a guy that was shooting 56% from the field and 52% on threes. Makes both free throws, and the lead is back to 4, 57-53. Full court pressure by Stanislaus on the made free throw. Lynn now back in, gets it in the corner. Double team comes, gets it to Cheatham, up to Stevens. Now the Warriors hustle back defensively, and now they get